Well, my friends, I've had a question for a while now about why feminists aren't speaking out about the atrocities of Hamas. It sounds like we're hearing silence from the left. And I believe that true feminists are the ones we're hearing from who are actually speaking out. To help me understand this, I decided to bring on Dr. Phyllis Chesler. She has a PhD. And she is a professor emeritus of the City University of New York. She has a whole bunch of books that she has written on these topics, including A Politically Incorrect Feminist, The New Anti-Semitism, An American Bride in Kabul, and Women in Madness. Thank you so much for joining us today.
It's my pleasure to be with you.
So what do you think accounts for this? Because you're in academia and you're an expert in feminism. Where's the disconnect here where people say, hey, the terrorists who raped women, who murdered women, who tortured women, we're on their side?
Well, it's a good question. And here's the answer. Feminists are cowardly. They are conformist. They have become Stalinized and Palestinianized, just as the rest of the academic world and the human rights groups and the United Nations has. And as feminists who do care really about rape and sexual harassment, that Me Too movement, et cetera, many became oddly far more obsessed with the alleged occupation of a non-existent country called Palestine than they were with the occupation of women's bodies in Gaza or on the British West Bank. And we're talking about their preferred flavor of the month, women of color, Muslim women, who've been increasingly forced to head off face veil, to marry as children, to marry into polygamous families, and to risk being honor killed. So this is not just feminists, though. This is the entire university, which, as I said, has been taken down by the devil everywhere. And the thinking, and the reason feminists don't cry out, with some exceptions, few exceptions, at rape, torture, kidnapping, and murder of women and men in Israel, because they rape men, it's because they're Jews. It's because they're Israelis, the Jewish state. And this has been a long time in coming. It's not just Arab oil wealth, but it's the thinking that began in the 60s, late 60s. You're either a victim or a victimizer. You're oppressed or you're an oppressor. You're colonized or you're a colonizer. And some victims are more sacred than others. So men of color, Muslim men of color, people or Palestinian men who came into being for the first time in about 1967, who were once Egyptians or Syrians or simply Arabs who lived in the region, became more sacred. And really, women were forgotten. In fact, womankind has been trumped by gender as an identity. And this is a huge fight among feminists. Some are for transgender, binary, LGBTQIAZ, and others say, wait a minute, women, what happened to women or a woman's equal rights amendment? And so all of the academics and the thinkers and the fiends demonstrating on our streets and holding us all hostage to delusional thinking, they're all multicultural relativists. Remember, all cultures are equal. Everything is the same. There's no objective truth. Everything is relative and subjective. Everyone has their own narrative. So this muddled thinking has become hardened and has led to jihad globally.
You know, Doctor, I can't help but being kind of happy that I'm hearing you say what you're saying, not because of what's happening, but because it's so validating. This is the stuff I say on air all the time, and I barely have a college diploma. So what I'm saying is hearing it from somebody like you, who led a team that rescued 400 women from Afghanistan. I mean, you wrote the book. Literally, you wrote the book on this kind of stuff. So I just have one question. Do you think that when they talk about systemic racism, what you're talking about before, do you think that's all tied together with what you just spoke about, being that now because everybody's oppressed, a victim and a victimizer and all that, do you think they see America or they see Israel as the victimizer? So that has to come down. And this is just a means to an end. Is it baked into the cake? What say you?
Yes, I say you're right. And it's horrifying. America is the big Satan and Israel is the little Satan. And this is held with fervent heart. This is absolute. And I mean, think of all the posters of the children who were taken hostage by the barbarians of Hamas and are in some tunnel in Gaza if they're still alive. The glee and the vulgarity with which, and the smirking faces and the middle fingers up as they tore down proof of barbarism. It's like toppling statues all over America as a way of erasing history. It's a particular kind of thinking that, that is quite literal and troubled. So I think we see World War III becoming visible. And but, you know, in terms of, it's interesting, we have been supporting Ukraine against Russia, right? Mm-hmm. And Russia, Turkey, Iran, China are going to be the axis of evil coming our way. And America has not has been appeasing Iran, and Israel, in a sense, in every sense, is fighting the battle of the Judeo-Christian West. Ukraine is fighting a different kind of battle, but you don't see demonstrations demonizing Ukrainians.
Right.
You do see them demonizing Jews and Israel. And it's surreal. It's off the charts now.
So, Doc, I got a question then. How do we solve this? I mean, I ask people in academia all the time, is the system beyond saving or what? Right, exactly. If you had the question, answer to that, you wouldn't need to write books. You'd have a gajillion dollars. How do we save this?
Well, I don't know if money will do it, but, you know, it can't hurt if it's put down for the right thing. It took 50, 60 years to colonize the minds of Americans who were educated. It's not just students now, it's their professors, and it's the professors of the professors who all think this way, lockstep. It may take a long time to drain this swamp, a very long time, and it must be done, and we have to keep doing it, just as Israel has to root out Hamas completely from Gaza, which it's doing. We here in the West need to confront and not stop confronting this Orwellian, diabolical, delusional reversals of reality that cloud judgment and that will lead us to hell.
Dr. Phyllis Chesler, Ph.D., who literally wrote the book on this topic. She's a professor emerita of psychology at City University of New York. She's authored A Politically Incorrect Feminist, The New Anti-Semitism, An American Bride in Kabul, and Women in Madness. You should pick them all up right now. Doc, I got to say, I don't normally like talking to people in academia, but this has been very enlightening, very eye-opening, and very validating, and I really appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you for having me. A great deal. Thank you, Ari.
Such a pleasure. You are welcome back anytime. We got a whole lot more to discuss as the show continues. You're listening to The Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.